Is that a new song?
Yeah. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
New theme song.
Could be. That could be the new intro.
Oh, it's a new theme song.
Always.
We're in.
I think we can't not be in.
You might not have known.
We can't not be in. We've got to keep that in. We're in. That was gold.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of improv. A little bit of jingle improv there.
It's 6 o'clock Friday morning. what else can I say? It's episode 73. Should we just go straight to the theme song?
I think we have to now, don't we?
Here it is! Put up your feet, put on the ghetto. What's the Grand Prix? Who's Sebastian Vettel? They could take better.
Right, good. Episode 73.
73.
Matthew.
That's the one to beat.
There's nothing funny about that number, is there, really?
No. No.
One of the I'd say that's one of the worst numbers.
What, 73?
Yeah. I forgot there was a 73 till I saw that. That's how rubbish it is as a number.
What's your favourite number?
I don't think I have one, you know.
What about series of numbers?
Oh, series of numbers.
Yeah.
The Fibonacci sequence.
What's that?
It goes 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32.
Yeah.
64. And some others, 128.
Just keep on going.
200, no, yeah, 256. 4, 512.
Yep.
1,024, 2,000, and yeah, it does. 2,048.
Yeah.
God, that's so easy.
Yeah.
Just call me Fibonacci. That was right.
I'm sure we'll find out.
Someone's going to write in. Someone's going to write in. Someone has to at some point. At some point, someone has to write in, surely.
It's spooky weekend.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, this is probably the first year that we haven't done a Halloween special.
Yeah. What is wrong with us?
That's mad, isn't it?
We could just call it the Halloween special.
Oh, we could do anything. Not Halloween. Mention Halloween apart from just then.
Just now. Usually, everyone's waiting for the Halloween special.
Yeah.
And then
it's one of the most popular
episodes. Totally forgot that Halloween's coming.
Fuck it. We don't need popular episodes.
It's a weird one because I usually have like a Halloween thing planned.
Halloween
so
thing.
I'm usually looking forward to Halloween.
Are you doing anything for Halloween this year?
No.
Oh. Is that thing that you're going to, the voodoo thing, not a Halloween thing?
The voodoo. Oh, it
is
might
the voodoo thing, not a
it
Halloween thing. Voodoo.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
It surely is, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
You sent me the invite and it's got like a sort of zombie woman on it.
Yeah, but they're always, voodoo's always quite.
It's always a bit like that, isn't it?
Like that, isn't it?
Gothy.
Yeah, a bit gothy.
Okay,
fair enough. Raging Speedhorn are playing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Looking forward to that.
That's this today.
Today, tonight.
When the episode comes out.
Yeah, tonight.
Wow.
Tonight. Raging Speedhorn.
Matt's seeing Raging Speedhorn.
If anyone is there tonight, come say hi.
That's pretty cool, actually. a bit jealous.
You should come. They won't be on until 3.
3 a.m.?
Ish.
Fuck.
2.
Really?
Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah, it is mad.
Okay, interesting.
And
I'm not coming, but
I'm eating nuts on
the
mic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Matt's eating nuts. I'm going to eat some nuts on the mic.
It's well, it is the spooky
Nothing rude, ladies and gents. We do mean dry roasted peanuts.
It is the spooky spooky episode. The spook.
Oh, this could be crunching of bones.
Crunching of bones. Yeah, right, so
soft bones.
You got anything coming up? Anything fun? Like I have.
Well,
any Halloween plans?
I've got I'm going to a baby rave on Saturday.
I said Halloween plans, not tell me the scariest thing you could think of.
Well, parenting.
Yeah.
It is a Halloween-themed baby rave.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Does the baby dress up?
The baby, I suppose going to say if they want to. It's not really up to them. We do have a costume for the baby.
What have you got?
It's a pretty basic witch.
Is it a fabric?
A basic witch. It's not a fabric. Where is it? I think it's in like a tunnel somewhere, but like an official Like a good tunnel. Like a good tunnel, not like one someone has just dug for the occasion.
I just like the idea of like an illegal baby rave.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's pretty legal. It's like 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Whoa, 2 hours of rave.
Yeah.
Are you gonna get drugged up like the 90s ravers?
I'm gonna drink a whole bottle of Calpol before I go in.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. That's actually good. But what did we do, Matt, last Thursday?
Oh, we went to see William Haven.
William Haven.
Will Haven for short.
It was brilliant.
Brilliant. Really good.
I loved Will Haven.
We took some non-metal friends.
Yeah, a friend of mine who wanted to come see a metal gig came with us. You know what? He absolutely went for it. Yeah, I was really impressed. In the pit. He went straight in the pit.
Straight in the pit. I was in the pit a lot.
He made me look like a complete loser.
Yeah.
It meant that I had to go in the pit.
I was already in there.
I know you were already in there, yeah.
You covered it.
I was just on that safe bit, just behind, on the fringes.
Yeah, they're very good.
And my mate just ran in. I was like, oh, well, I can't not do that, given that I go to these a lot and he never does.
They were Album of the Week fairly recently.
Yeah.
But yeah, they proved that they are as
great
good
live.
As they are.
Yeah, excellent live.
Really good. So if you missed that, you missed it.
If you
they're not coming back.
You know what? Never a truer word has been said. If you weren't there, then you weren't there.
It. Yep.
Yeah.
And then what else? What else have we got coming up? Metal.
We're going to see Nightmare.
Nightmare on the Elm 9th. Street. Ooh, Halloween theme.
Kind of. That's in the Black Heart.
Oh, nice.
It is atop the Black Heart.
Yes, I like the Black Heart.
And they're playing with a band called...
It's the 9th of November, isn't it?
Oh, what are they called? It's Remember.
The 9th of November.
Yeah, they're playing with a band
Nightmare,
called...
Nightmare, Black Heart and Beer.
Can't remember. Begins with a K. What are they called? Kloss? No. it'll come to us.
Kroll.
Knoll.
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 Knoll. Yeah. K-N-O-L-L, I think.
Yeah, we got there.
That I think are just a bit of a wall of noise. So it should be good.
A woise. And then, brilliant.
And that's that stuff we've got coming up.
Brilliant stuff.
Have you got anything coming up, listener? Let us know.
Let us know.
Do we do the...
Message us.
Do we do the admin bit now?
Let's do the admin bit.
Get out of the way.
Yeah. So
if you like it, subscribe.
No, if you like it, listen.
Oh, shit. Every week.
If you like it, listen. If you listen, subscribe.
If you subscribe, tell a friend.
If you tell a friend, review it.
If you review it,
message us. I don't know.
Is that it? I can't remember.
It changes every time.
It's
alive.
But the most important thing, ladies and gents, is
to hit that
follow and or subscribe button. Because that surfaces this wonderful podcast into other people's faces
and
eventually ears.
When you're telling a friend and showing them how to find it on your podcasting app, just accidentally like and subscribe on their device.
A bit like when they are showing you someone on Instagram that they fancy.
Oh yeah,
and you go, let's have a look, and then you double tap
every picture,
every single picture, and then their partner finds out and they get divorced. A bit like that. But podcasts.
Have you been divorced?
No.
If you've been divorced, message us.
If you've been divorced, message us. We, I guess we'll reply with a sorry about that.
Or congratulations.
Or congratulations. If you have been divorced and you do message us, just let us know in the message whether it's a good thing or a bad thing for you.
We'll respond accordingly.
Yeah. Okay. Running order.
What's in store?
What's in store for all you divorcees out there?
I don't think anyone that listens to this has been married, let alone divorced.
I reckon that there is a... Well, I know that our core demographic is between the ages of 28 and 40-something. Yeah.
Which is...
There's a good chunk of those going to be divorced, I think.
Yeah, true.
Good chunk probably never married.
Yeah.
Good chunk happily married.
I've been to some weddings for friends, and I've been to some friends' second weddings.
Wow. So. Have you been to any friends' divorces? I suppose it's not really a ceremony as such.
I'd celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it depends if it was your idea or not, I suppose. Anyway.
No, either way. You know.
So, we have a message.
What?
And we'll come to it later.
So do you want to... What's in store?
Yeah, but I'm just saying messages. We have a message. Yeah.
That's a spooky message.
Ooh. We can... I'll
try to shoehorn some Halloween into this.
I'll make it spooky.
What's your favourite scary movie?
Martyrs.
Oh, Martyrs.
Have you seen Martyrs?
I've seen Martyrs.
It's great.
It's pretty good.
Love Martyrs. And also a recent one that we have discussed on the podcast.
The Barbarian.
Barbarian is great.
That's very good.
Yeah. Highly recommend Martyrs and Barbarian. Actually,
keeping it Halloween-y.
They're not dissimilar to each other.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
In like how the film moves along.
Yeah.
So anyway, so.
So.
We got a message. Messages. And then new releases from Crosses.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. They're all going to be just you going, ooh. Because it's spooky.
Keep it Halloween-y. Okay. Keep it spooky.
See if you can do it with this
one. Keep it spooky.
Vertebra Atlantis. Dreamwell. Victims. Yeah, that's fair enough. Many Eyes.
Ooh.
Abattoir. What happens if you put your dress near to a Van de Graaff generator?
Static dress.
Static dress. And then Split Knuckle.
Ow.
Okay.
And then what?
And then we will crown one album of the week.
Album of the week.
The week. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then
who's it going to be?
And that's
it could be
the
anyone.
End of the episode. So hopefully a short one.
What's the episode going to be called?
We don't know yet.
Yeah, we're going
to
find out.
We don't know yet. Could be called All You Divorcees Out There.
All You Divorcees.
As we go through, we'll figure out what might be funny.
Should we go to messages?
Let's go to messages.
Messages. Oh, love getting a message.
You will remember, Matt, in the previous episode, a band by the name of Capra.
I love Capra.
Capra are great. So released good. An album before the episode called Errors. Which we spoke about a bit. Yep. Anyway.
Turns out it wasn't an error to release it.
Oh.
Well,
whoa.
Whoa.
So,
keep it spooky.
Wow, that's terrifying.
Keep it spooky.
So they did that, and then we posted it on Instagram, all that sort of stuff. And Capra message, or the person that manages Capra's socials.
What?
I don't know if it's them.
I bet it's the bassist.
Or it's the bass player, yeah.
Always the bass player. Only give your bass player the login details.
To your socials, yeah, because they've got nothing else to do. Anyway, no offence to all the bass players out there.
Or and singers that manage
if you happen
their
to be a bass player and you're divorced, sorry about that.
Even better.
So Capra say, appreciate the shout out.
Way! Yep.
Then they say, we told a friend.
Oh my God.
Using
they
the catchphrase.
It.
Yeah, they're using the catchphrase as well. Told a friend.
Yeah.
And then Capra is definitely Italian for goat.
I told you.
Ha ha ha.
Oh, I told you.
We named it. This is it. And I think this might be a world exclusive.
Ooh.
We named it after a boss in Dark Souls.
Oh, amazing.
The video game. Yeah.
The goat boss.
The goat boss, Capra. So there you go. Any
great.
Capra fans out there?
There you go.
That, you're welcome. Any yep. non-Capra
exclusive.
Fans out there?
We put that out that. As an exclusive on the on the post.
That's the world exclusive.
World exclusive.
Yeah. No, you heard it here first. I think that's the only message we had.
If you do like, you know, want us to speak about your message,
then
just send
us a message. Let me rephrase that. We did get other messages. I just haven't read them.
Oh, we got other messages.
Well, we've got a Gmail account that I never really log into.
Oh, we should really have a browse.
Yeah, well, I also signed up to loads of like record label newsletters early on.
Yeah.
When we first started doing this.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just a sea of
stuff.
Sort of stuff. So anything that's like legit from someone who cares is just going to be lost in the sea of stuff.
So basically,
there might be loads out there.
Message us on Instagram.
Instagram's your best bet, guys.
Yeah.
And girls.
Yeah.
And everything.
Straight
else.
On Instagram.
We do it on Instagram.
Reply, but we will talk about you on the podcast.
Yeah, we will.
That's like a reply. And then you could message us a reply. And then
we'll
months
read that
to
out.
Have a conversation. But
yeah,
it will
yeah,
be
yeah.
great.
That's how I like my conversations.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're on to new releases.
I've been listening to a whole load of stuff.
Okay.
Cool. Like every single week. This week, I've been listening to Crosses' album. Exactly. Mm, indeed. Their album is called Good Night, God Bless, I Love You, Delete.
Yeah, weird title.
Weird title. A long title.
Also,
a lot of stuff happening in there.
What I don't like about the title is I Love You, it's just the letter U.
Yeah, but everything else.
Everything else is full words.
Yeah, except I.
Well, yeah, but I think that's okay.
You know Many Eyes?
Oh, okay.
They should have just called their band I.
Yeah, they should.
With the letters. Just
they would have, but they would have sounded like a Scottish person agreeing a lot.
That's probably why they spelled it out. Right, yeah. So, Good Night, God Bless, I Love You, Delete. It's great. I love it. It came out on the 13th of October on Warner Brothers, the record label.
Ooh.
Whoa.
They're famously a scary couple of brothers.
Keep it spooky.
Are they?
It's 15 songs long. It's 49 Whoa. Minutes. So
that's quite long, you know.
Bargain of an album.
Yeah.
Almost two. My standout track is Pleasure, and here it is! Indeed. This is Cross's second album.
Okay.
Their first album was better.
Okay.
No, I really like this one as well. It's their first album in nearly 10 years. I'd say it isn't as gloomy soundtracky as the first one.
Oh, it's not as Halloween-y.
It's kind of happier a little bit, maybe. There's some rapping on it, not like the first one. There's elements of the previous album, but yeah, it's got like a new flavor to it.
What would you, if you could put a flavor on the album, what would it be?
Lilt.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's a totally tropical album.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like there's lilt bits in the album.
Okay.
You know them when you hear them. You'd be like, oh, that is lilty.
Okay.
And the first album was kind of more Coke Zero.
Okay.
This one's more lil. Coke Zero is a flavour, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, Chino said, when we started working on Good Night, God Bless, I Love You, Delete, he has to say that every time he talks about the album.
I bet he really regrets giving it such a long title.
There was so much more light coming into my life for numerous reasons.
Oh.
Doesn't go into any of them.
Open the curtains.
He got out of that basement.
Wash the windows.
Even the darker themes are more romanticised and not coming from a place of despair.
Oh, that's good. Not ideal for the Halloween special.
No.
You know,
but yeah. Fine. If I thought about it being Halloween-y, I would have... Anyway, keep it spooky. Took me a couple of listens, but no, I'm a big fan of it now. It's really sort of grown on me. The song Big Youth is very rap heavy. It's got LP on it. You know LP?
LP of Run the Jewels fame.
Run the Jewels fame.
And of LP fame.
And every LP. A little fun fact, The Cure's Robert Smith is on one of the songs that's called Girls Float, Boys Cry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's pretty big, epic track on there. For fans of, I've gone Chino fans.
Yeah, good.
The Black Queen, Palms.
Oh, yeah. Another Chino band. Yep.
Three-word review is Chino more crosses, please.
Oh, you didn't like it that much then?
No, I did, but I want some more Deftones.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I agree.
There you go.
Great. I have been listening to a band called Vertebra Atlantist. Atlantist? Ooh. That's not true. Vertebra Atlantis. Or Wetback to their friends. they are experimental progressive black death metal, or ex-prog bleeth.
Is that what they call themselves?
No, I just made that up.
Nice.
From Italy. The album is called A Dialogue. Oh, this is actually quite spooky. That's not what it's called. It's called A Dialogue with the Eeriest Sublime. Released on the 20th of October, so not long ago, you know.
Yeah.
On the label Void Hanger. Yeah, that's the whole point. 45 minutes long, nice length. Standout track, Frost Palace Gloaming Respite.
And here it is!
I am a huge fan of this. It's got ambience, it's got groove, it's got dissonance, it's got density, it's got chaos in
flavor,
equal measure.
Any flavor?
I would say this is an umbongo.
Umbongo.
Yeah. I know it's less of a flavor and more of just a drink name. But yeah. So is Lilt, I suppose.
No, Lilt's a total flavor.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, Lilt had different... there were different Lilts, weren't there?
No, not the original Lilt. Was
pineapple, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it pineapple?
Like never had one.
Okay. So it sounds a little bit like sort of late 90s, early 2000s Emperor, if you remember Emperor.
Yes.
Having a wank off, I put here, but I think I meant, both trying to impress each other rather than just what that sounds like. So late 90s, early 2000s, Emperor having a wank-off is now a new term that we never knew and wanted to know. With
the new term.
Cryptic Shift. It's got a bit of a Cryptic Shift vibe.
If we call this episode wank-off,
let's not call it that.
Worried about the AI image.
Let's not call it that. And a bit of a gore guts vibe every now and again as well. Anyway, some very black metal-y bits, like Drown in Ether, Sovereign of Withered Ardour is the name of the song.
Whoa. Wow.
What a song name. And more deathy metal-y bits like Starlit Ancient Eyes. And then everything in between. So, took me on a bit of a journey, Matthew, if I'm honest.
Like the band?
Not really like the band journey, but took me on a journey. Very nice. My fun facts... for this are... So my standout track is Frost Palace Gloaming Respite. My fun fact is Frost Palace Gloaming Respite is not a location on What Three Words.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I checked it out. It's
you
not.
Checked it out.
I think it's Frost Palace isn't one word, but they've written it as one word.
Right, okay.
Frost Palace is two words, really.
Yeah, I'll go with
Gloaming, that. I don't know what that means. Can you look Gloaming up for me, I swear?
Gloaming.
Respite is just having a bit of a rest, isn't it? Get some respite from something. Anyway, for fans of Emperor, Cryptic Shift, and Gorguts,
Twilight, Dusk.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Gloaming is Twilight.
Means, okay. Yeah.
So Frost...
Hundreds of lights are already shimmering in the gloaming.
Frost Palace Gloaming Respite. Mm-hmm. I guess you might go to your Frost Palace at night for a bit of a chill.
The gloaming minute... today was 6:19.
Oh, it's a particular minute
of
the day.
Well, put gloaming in and it's giving me 6:19.
When
London.
It's gloaming.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's the gloaming.
The gloaming.
It's a poetic word for twilight.
My three-word review for Vertebra Atlantis, A Dialogue with the Eeriest Sublime, is Emperor's New Clothes. And that's a phrase.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Not great.
So I've been listening to Dreamwell.
That's what we used to. Go on.
Dream, you know, because of Dreamweaver. Was it the Dreamweaver?
Freddy
Krueger was the
Dreamweaver. Oh, was he the Dreamweaver? Okay.
Dreamwell, in my saddest dreams. That's pretty spooky.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm beside you, and that is terrifying.
Yeah.
It's Dreamwell's out. Second album, In My Saddest Dreams, I'm Beside You. It came out on the 20th of October. On Prosthetic Records. It's 11 songs long and 45 minutes long. A lot of 45 minutes today.
Wow.
My standout track is All Towers Drawn in the Equatorial Room.
Bloody
and
hell.
Here it is! I it was. This album is really fun. It's got a lot of stuff. It's full of screamo, shoegazy, hardcore, post everything, pop, punk, sludge, metalcore, mathcore, blends of everything.
Wow.
And it does it sort of seamlessly. And just the whole album is, there's bits of it that sound very Touche Amour, and it goes into stuff that's almost in the Blink 182 realm to
really?
Something that's very, very sort of hardcore-y and a lot of screamo, really good singing. None of it is out of place. Everything sort of should be there. I'm often like, oh, give me more of the screaming. Give me more of the screaming and the shouting. But no, I'm really into this. Every bit works well. Really hope they play Arctangent or something next year.
Oh, that kind of band, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really, really good. Fun fact, the singer recounts when recording the album, he said he ate a box of donuts, then recorded all his tracks in 3 hours. So the recording process was pretty easy for him.
Wow. Is the box of donuts relevant to that story? As in, like, does that mean he could record quicker because he ate the donuts?
No, I think the one of the other members was saying how it had a lot of did a lot with the recording and spent a lot of time.
He was like,
I just ate a box of donuts and did it in 3 hours.
I'd imagine if you ate a whole box of donuts, you wouldn't dream very well at all.
Whoa.
All that sugar.
Cheese donuts.
Well, absolutely.
So that was fun. For fans of Touche Amour, Eyes, Conjurer, Single Mothers,
great.
All of that good stuff. Three-word review is, wake up and dream well.
Great.
Thanks.
Really good. Thanks. I have been listening to Victims.
Oh.
Or Victims without Victims. The eyes. They are a metalcore band from Illinois.
Ah, Illinois.
Yeah. Illinois. The album is called Volume 5, The Burnt Collection. Front cover is a packet of cigarettes, a knife, and a couple of roses. Released on the 13th of October. They are unsigned. I think famously they just do all their own shit. Yeah. They don't have a management and they don't have...
They're very good.
They don't have a label. So they just do everything themselves, which is great. Good on you. 35 minutes long. My standout track is called Burn Victim.
And here it is!
There it was. Ooh,
Very spooky.
Yeah, really victim. Spooky being a burn victim, I suppose.
Freddy Krueger was a burn victim.
I suppose he is a burn victim, isn't he? Certainly looks like one. I guess it is kind of scary being a burn victim, but you wouldn't want people to think that.
Oh, no, that's, yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah, but...
It shouldn't be.
No,
but
it isn't. It isn't.
It's not.
Freddy Krueger's more scary because he's a child killer.
Yes,
not
that is technically
victim.
Scarier than a burn victim.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, no, it should be Burn Victim.
Oh, yeah.
Based on the band name. Anyway, the whole thing starts with about 30 seconds of acoustic guitar.
No way. Get that off.
And then there's no more acoustic guitar for 34 minutes. Lots of shouting, lots of breakdowns, lots of chugging, lots of anger, lots of loud... Three songs are a bit singy, but that's fine. Just skip them. To be listened to...
Skip them, turn it into an EP.
Yeah. To be listened to if someone has recently wronged you. For Ooh. Fans of Weeping Wound...
Where did you get that from?
I don't know. It's just quite like angry, isn't
it? Right, so, okay.
Like if you've recently been wronged, you might want to put this on and just, jump around.
I guess if you were wronged, you can drive about screaming in the car.
You could do that. With this playing or without anything playing.
Just screaming.
Just screaming in the car. You've been wronged. If you've recently been given some divorce papers, for example, for fans of Weeping Wound, Sleepwalker, Orphan, My Three-Word Review.
And Victims.
My Three-Word Review.
Here we go.
Play the Victims.
Album out live.
Out loud in the car while screaming, yeah. If you've been wronged.
Great. I've been listening to some singles since the divorce papers came in. I've listened to Many Eyes.
Okay.
How many? We don't know. And their new song, Revelation. And here it is!
This song is
by the singer of the amazing band The Damned Things, Keith Buckley from The Damned Things, is on this, and I think they split up, and he was, you know, quite angry, and he's got this new band with a couple of little brothers. Yeah, he's your favourite. That's where I took it.
I like him. Yeah. I like his voice.
Yep.
That's all. I think I like his voice.
And he was, in that band you liked with the guy from Anthrax.
Yeah. The Damn Things.
Who were very good. Have you listened to any singles?
I have. I listened to a single by a band called Abattoir.
Ooh.
It's called.
I preferred ABBA 4.
Oh, it's called Declaration of Eternal Blight.
And here it is!
Quite a nice bit deathy.
It calls the original ABBA 4, by the way. I know that.
No one actually calls
the
them
ABBA
that, no.
4. Yeah.
People call them. People don't talk about them anymore, do they?
Are these like
people call them ABBA Voyage.
ABBA 3 piece.
I think they are, yeah. ABBA 3. That came out on the 20th of October, if you're wondering.
I was.
Great. What have you been listening to, single wise, Matt?
I've been listening to Static Dress featuring Loathe. Budvalud.
Budvalud on it.
How the Sun. Yeah, Budvalud. And their song, Lie Solution. And here it is!
There it was. That's too many featurings, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know how they all got in.
Three other bands on it.
Yeah, I'm guessing just like singing, but
That's pretty mad.
I want to, you know, when they have like bands, I want to see like all the members from both the bands do collaborations, like the two drummers,
you
four
see
guitarists.
At least like 18 people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Playing on stage at once for that one song.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want out of collabs.
That's what it should be.
Give it to me.
I've also been listening to Split Knuckle.
That is scary.
And their recent single, Gutter Thoughts.
And here it is!
came out on the 24th of October. Probably the most recent new release that we've talked about today. The reason I put Split Knuckle in is because I've seen them live.
Recently?
Not that recently, but a mate of mine who is in a band called My Cross to Bear. You know Tom?
Yeah, Tom from My Cross to Bear.
I went to see My Cross to Bear and Split Knuckle were supporting.
Ooh.
And they were great.
Yeah.
Great live.
Great.
Great quite on like CD. Raw hardcore vibes, but yeah, really good.
Good
enjoyed
stuff.
Them,
right?
And I enjoy it as a concept.
Split knuckle.
A split knuckle.
Because you punched the wall too hard because you got served
a divorce papers. Yeah.
God damn it!
Ah.
So this is you happy about it, and you punched up high and accidentally punched the ceiling.
Oh, if knuckle. You were very tall or in a very low
quite tall.
Room with a low ceiling. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so all that's left, Matt.
Yeah, that was new releases.
That was new releases.
All that is left is we have to crown one of them
album of the week,
and we don't know who it would be until we crack McMouty's skull open and get out the bit of paper that says who it is.
Come so on, then. No right. time to lose.
It's album of the week.
Okay, right. Here we go.
Okay, McMouty's
smash out. Smash that beak.
Smash that beak.
Okay, album of the week. This. Whoa, you dropped McMouty on the floor there. Wow, just twitching on the floor there with a smashed up beak. Album of the week. This week goes to. It's Dreamwell.
Whoa.
In my saddest dreams, I am beside you.
Well done, Dreamwell.
A horrible sentence, isn't it?
Well, it's great for the Halloween special.
It is. Ooh.
You know what that means, Dreamwell? It means if you ever see me, I'll buy you a pint.
Yeah.
That's the rules. You have to buy every band
every
a pint.
Every band a pint. How many have you done that for so far?
One.
One. Faust.
Faust.
Prague, yeah.
But it's going to... It will be more.
Oh, yeah, it has to be.
I mean, we saw Will Haven the other day. But I could have...
Oh, yeah, you could have bought them a pint, actually.
Message them and say, we owe you a pint.
Oh, God damn it.
We owe you it.
They'd have been up for it as well, I think.
Yeah, they look like pinters.
They look like pint drinkers, yeah.
Good old lads. They look,
they are old lads,
like,
yeah.
No, they don't seem like really old, but they seem like a bunch of dads.
Oh, yeah. They probably are a bunch of dads.
Yeah, but like... They look like it.
They've all had their divorce papers.
That was album of the week.
Album of the week.
So album of the week. We should.
It's hard to know the call the episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Every episode is an album to me. I've released 72 albums.
They're the same length as albums. To be fair. Did you write anything down whilst we were going? What are these?
I wrote nothing down. That was from last week.
Oh no, we didn't write anything down as we went. God, what are we going to call it?
Keep it spooky.
Keep it spooky.
Wank off.
Wank off is anything I can remember as well, actually.
Can you call it wank off?
Can we call it divorce papers?
Divorce papers.
Divorce papers.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It is all right.
Let's call it divorce papers. People might actually be interested in that and think that one of us is getting divorced, even though neither of us are married.
True.
Could
true,
be a thing.
True.
Okay, let's go divorce papers.
Divorce papers.
Good name for a band as well. Must
that is
be
a good
band.
Name for a band.
Is it already a band?
Look him up. Let's you're on the Spotify.
Here we go.
There's no if you're not on Spotify, you're not a band. So
that's how it works. Divorce papers. Artist. Divorce. Reno divorce. Divorce court.
Oh, there is.
There isn't.
No, there isn't.
There isn't. There we go. We've got an opening, Matt.
We got a band name.
We got a band name. Great.
Brilliant. Congratulations on us. If you like the episode...
There is a podcast called The Divorce Podcast. God.
Not The Divorce Papers.
That sounds awful. The Divorce Survival Guide Podcast and The Divorce and Separation Podcast. They sound depressing.
They do, don't they?
Wow. Yeah.
Brilliant. Let's not listen to those. Keep listening to this.
Okay, listen to this instead. It's much more fun.
If you like it, listen. If you listen, subscribe. If you subscribe, okay. Tell a friend. If you tell a friend.
What was it?
I don't know.
Rate it.
Rate it?
Yeah. Anyway, It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, most importantly, like and subscribe. Enjoy your Halloween.
Yeah.
Come see me at Rage and Speedhorn, Nightmare. Come say hi.
Yeah, do that.
And don't have nightmares.
Whoa, dream well.